The coaches will talk with Andy Hsu for Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Bridge City Realty, Grand Central Station, Dakota Bank, and Hands On Health. Now live from the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Hsu.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Tiger Talk. Tonight, we've got a special guest, a guy is going to wear two hats tonight. First part of the program, we're going to talk football. Coach Holmstrom and the Mobridge Pollock undefeated Tigers, I should say. And we're going to talk football. Second half, we're going to talk about athletics as a whole, because you are the athletic director at Mobridge Pollock High School. Welcome. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been real nice to be here. And you have some great pizza and then drink some Gatorade and get ready for the interview.
Yeah, you know, I am more than impressed with this year's football team. I know that, the transition usually between a coach that you're familiar with and you've grown up kind of with, and then going to a brand new coach, brand new assistants, everything kind of different. That's a hard transition, but these kids, I have to say that they've really latched a hold of this and they're loving it. I don't think I've seen them have this much fun in a long time.
Yeah, it's, you know, the transition is always different. It's always a difficult thing. And, how you adjust to it is always, it can be positive and it can be very negative. You all give credit to Coach Gehring. You know, he did a lot of things that really prepared us to be successful this year. So my hat is off to him and really appreciate all those things that he did to make things happen. And then, of course, when you get a new head coach in, one of the things is that you're going to do things differently, offensively, defensively, special teams. You're going to do things culturally differently. Doesn't mean it's better or worse or anything like that, but it's different. So, you know, we've really been fortunate that we've had great assistant coaches and then players that have been willing to change and willing to do different things. And, football is a great game. And one of the things one of the reasons I think it's a great game is there's many ways to win.
Yes.
There's many ways on special teams, defense, offense, and there's no one way that's the best way. But that's the cool thing about football is you can do something different. And when you see the talent that's there, and then make the adjustment to the type of system that you think can fit that talent, that's where you can see some, that's what I always call coaching.
Yes.
That's true coaching. And so I think, yeah, we've been really fortunate. You know, we don't pick the schedule here, but in the state of South Dakota, but it's really cool because I think the schedule has really set up nicely for us, especially putting in the new systems and everything else. And then like this week, I think Redfield is the best team we've played so far this year. So
right.
It's like,
you
perfect.
Know, and I think we said that about Wagner last week.
Without a doubt, that was the best team we played. Yep. Yep.
I want to go and talk about certain players. So we're going to do like a word association. I'm going to say a name and you tell me your thoughts. First and foremost, I was so impressed with Aiden Schoenhardt last week, the way he played, catching the ball out of the backfield, running hard down the hill, just all around, transitioning from a defensive and offensive tackle to fullback. Tell me your thoughts.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, he's just puts a smile on your face. You're not always sure what he's going to do, but you know what? Many, many times it's positive. And, you know, it's really been a joy to coach him. And so much fun because all of a sudden he's going to do something that's going to surprise you in a positive way. For that game, the coaches and myself, we had decided that in the second half, we were going to replace him with another player, not because he was doing badly, but we just wanted to give somebody else a chance. Let's see what else. I'm telling you what, every time I was going to replace him, he had a big play.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And you're not going to take a kid out that just had the biggest play of the game. You know, it's like, oh,
yeah.
So, yeah, he's really responded. I'm really pleased. You know, it's funny. You know, I think of him going to that position, and Jackson was the one that suggested it way back in June. So it's kind of funny how things work out. But, yeah, he is an amazing player.
Yeah. Well, you bring up Jackson Eisman. I want to talk about him. I always want to talk about maturity with a sophomore in high school. And he sure looks like he's played that position his whole life.
You know, it was interesting, you know, in the second half, you know, as I'm watching the film the next couple of days, I would look at, you know, he looks like a quarterback. You know, especially in that second half, there were things that he did. It's just, there's a little, you know, he just has it. And it's just the whole thing. I mean, you could see, and you know, when you're really playing good at quarterback, the whole game slows down for you.
Yeah.
Because see, you see everything, you feel everything, you sense what's going to happen before it happens. And you could see in that second half, it just slowed down and it really got good. And we expect, I mean, yeah, you know, there were some things that he didn't do well in the first half, but you know, my personality on game time is not really kind of an analytical thinker during the game. I mean, earlier in the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today, you know, I'll shout and scream a little bit in practice. But as the game gets closer, I get quieter and quieter. The only thing during the game that you'll hear me get upset about or see me get upset about is if a player quits or if a player or a coach is criticizing another player, that type of thing, or somebody's criticizing the referee, things like that. Otherwise, during the game, I'm really focused and, you know, try to be as positive, you know. And that's where I love about Jackson too. He really very level-headed.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, keeps it real. And we just talked about the things that he could improve. It wasn't a big deal. There was no shouting or screaming or anything else. And he responded very well.
Oh yeah. And I've known the Eisman family for a very long time, and they're just really respectful, grown up adult kids that you just can't help but root for and really like. I wanted to talk about your two outside guys, Shane Henderson and of course Holden Eisman. Holden, quarterback last year, starting quarterback, played 8 games at quarterback, gets transitioned out there to wide out, and then Shane coming in and really playing a lot of downs this year. They're going to be key to your system coming up, aren't they?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, when we put the offensive system in, the most complicated job of all is the quarterback. But then the second position that's most complicated is the wideout position. There's the X and the Z, and the tight end's pretty complicated too. Those are pretty complicated positions. So there's really a lot to know. There's a lot of adjustments, a lot of things that they have to see and react to and do a lot of things on the fly. There's a lot of routes they have to know and everything else. So, you know, Holden is a very smart football player, so it really is a natural transition for him to go from quarterback to wide receiver, and he's done such a great job. And then Shane too, he's a very smart player. He is very talented. You know, we just think, you know, the ceiling is very high there, and both of them play off each other. If you really watch in the game, they play, Holden and Shane play off each other in a positive way. And then as Jackson understands more and more of the offense, what's beautiful is he really is starting to spread the ball around. And see, that's what we want. That's part of the secret of this offense, is that we want touches with, you know, 5 different people. You know, we want the X, the Z, the Y, which is the tight end, and then the fullback and tailback to have it all spread. And we like that because I'm a longtime defensive coach. I know you want to talk defense.
Yeah, I do.
I'm a longtime defensive coach. And see, so one of the things when I'm attacking an offense is I'm looking. If I'm going to play you and you're giving the ball to one guy all the time, I'm going to stop you.
Yeah.
I mean, you might beat me, but I'm going to stop that kid. I'm serious. You're not gonna move the ball with that kid. So when I started thinking about this offense in the early 2000s, I kind of thought about it for a long time because I was coaching at Michigan Tech, and I was, you know, college football, you're exposed to a lot of good ideas, but I just kind of thought, okay, what can we do? And I thought, you know what? We could run the super fast turbo offense in a pro style.
Yeah.
And do what nobody else does. And so that's that's what part of it was. And the deal was spread the ball, give everybody the touches, make sure that nobody can analyze you and say, hey, we're going to stop this one guy. Because, you know, that's the beauty of the system too. Think about it. First game, we threw for over 300 yards. This last game, we rushed for over 300.
Yeah.
See, that's the beauty of the system. We can throw for 300. We can rush for 300. We can do a combination of both. So it's exciting. You're exactly right. You're very perceptive as far as those two receivers, and we expect big things out of both of them the entire season.
Well, and it makes it tough for an opposing coach to watch tape and try to, you know, find something to key on. I do want to talk defense, and we could talk Simon Freed till I'm blue in the face. The kid amazes me. He's the fastest kid I've seen on the football field in a very long time, and he's got great ability to withstand tackles. I mean, he gets hit, and he gets two more yards. And then you look at him on the street, and you're thinking, wow, this guy is, what is he, 5'7", 140 pounds, but he plays like a Brahma bull.
Yeah, he's something. Yeah, he is something else, let me tell you. And he was one of those kids, you know, we were watching when I was going to come up and interview for the job. I went through YouTube and watched all the games from last year. And he was one of the guys I identified real fast. You know, last year he was number 11 at the – and I'll tell you what, because, you know, they obviously didn't run pro style last year. Yeah. And stuff, so, but I looked at him, I thought, man, he's a potential tailback, because I could just see it, you know, just the way he played and everything else. And then when I saw him live in June, it was like, yeah, he's the guy. And you can see it. I mean, he is natural. He has the, what I call the, he flips his shoulder pads. He has a little wiggle there. And then he knows, you know, when to cut it up, when to sidestep it, when to, you know, get around, and he knows when to put the pedal on the accelerator. Yeah, he's a very talented player, very smart player, very, very good. So, yeah, we are so fortunate to have him. And, you get excited just thinking about him.
I come from a long line of linemen. Okay, I played line in high school. I know that there was no chance that I was going to ever play the line in college. But, you know, one of the things that I remember from high school was just being exhausted at the end of the game because you're playing offense and defense. I think it's unique for a small high school to be able to play 22 guys and get fresh linemen out there playing defense, fresh linemen out there playing offense. And I know that there's a lot of guys out there say, oh, geez, I don't want to block anymore. I want to go tackle somebody. But I think you've got a dedicated front five that really are communicating with each other well and doing a great job creating holes.
Oh, yeah, the offensive line. I mean, what we all know, that's the heart and soul of any offense. And, you know, you throw Turner in there, Turner Fitzer in there at tight end. I mean, you got six guys that are just – rock solid hard workers. The whole, you know, Axton is at that right tackle. We got Coy and Carter on the left side. You know, we got Jairus on the right side. And I don't know if you noticed, but we move those tackles a lot. You know, the two tackles, sometimes they're lined up together on the right side. Sometimes they're lined up together on the left side. And so the tackles really have to know what's going on. And I know those of you that have never played football might seem easy, but it's not. You've played offensive line.
Yes.
So, you know, can you imagine you're the right tackle, then the next play you're the left tackle, and the next play you're the right tackle.
I know you better have studied your playbook.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
So, but what it does is it really confuses the other team, because what a lot of teams do, and once again, I know you want to talk defense.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we do is we're constantly counting the offense. Okay. So if you do what we do on offense, that's another thing. You know, I thought about, okay, do stuff that makes it tough for the defense. Well, when I was in Wyoming and started this whole system, we played a school called Wyoming Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this. Mm-hmm. They would take the two tackles, and sometimes they'd be together, sometimes they'd be apart. And did it ever confuse my team?
Yeah.
And you know what a good football coach does? He takes the ideas from
another. Right.
And so we incorporated that. It's really, it's one of those things. And you'll even watch, if you watch carefully from the radio booth, you'll see, or the fans watch from the sideline in the stands, watch the other team's defense. When we start flipping those guys, it's very confusing because they don't know where the receiver is.
Right.
See, they're looking. You'll see him kind of look once and twice, and then the receiver's over there. They think he's over there, you know. Yeah. So it's one of those things that our offensive line has to be very smart. And, you know, all five of those guys, we got Deuce at center, and six of those guys, because he's going to include Turner too. Yeah. All six of those guys, tough, hard-nosed people. And think about it, of this six, there's only two seniors.
Yeah, I keep telling everybody, you got a really great future ahead of you. I mean, Shane's a sophomore. Jackson's a sophomore. And you're going to miss the seniors have. They're great athletes.
They're great athletes.
I want to talk defense for a second I think against Wagner, it was the second half, the defense that really stepped up, shut out Wagner in the second half. And this was a team that was pretty much, you know, doing everything they could to run up and down the field. But in the second half, it just seemed like everything got cut off. I know that the way I see it, your linebackers are key to your defense. But when you talk up front and Tony Wallman and some of those other guys up front, you're only running a three-man front with two defensive ends. It is remarkable the amount of heart that they're showing against an offensive line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that crew, you know, you think of Tony Wallman and that whole TNT, we call it the TNT nose tackle, and those guys are coming off the ball. They're making plays. We were counting on them to penetrate. You know, they angle and slant, and they're trying to disrupt that offense as much as they can. But that's the key. That's one of the keys to the whole defense. So we're trying to get people. We want to move them. We don't want them to sit, because we don't have guys that are big enough, strong enough to sit there. Because, the great defenses, the Alabama defenses, what they have is they have guys that are so big and strong they can just sit there and manhandle the person across
from them.
We don't have those guys. We can't recruit those kids. So we have to have the little kids, fast kids, quick kids that can come in and out. And they don't. The offense really doesn't know where they are, and so that's part of the whole plan. And then, you're exactly right. Those linebackers, they are, in our system, they are the best tacklers on our team. And I think you've seen it. Think of a Kobe, and you think of Cole, and then you think of Carmody.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Carmody's another kid that just amazes me. He plays like a bull. He does. He's not the biggest guy on the field, but man, he plays like he is.
I mean, it's just amazing. It is amazing. And those, what happens is the Vipers and the corners and the halfbacks and the TNT. See, they're designed to push that football to those guys.
Yeah,
that's what it's designed. I mean, we tell those kids, you have to be unselfish. Football is, if you're going to be successful, it has to be a very unselfish game. Because if you're just looking out for yourself, it's not going to work. It has to be just like the offense, as we talked about, spreading the ball to five different people. If you think you're just going to give it to one person, you'll get shut down.
Right.
See, the defense is really cool too, because you have to sacrifice. Those kids have to sacrifice to get it to our best tacklers.
Right.
We want our best tacklers to be making all those tackles. And I even told the junior high coaches, I said, if you have some thumpers and they're playing the defensive backfield, you got to move them.
Yeah.
I don't care if the kid's 5'1". You got to move them to those linebacker positions, because those are the ones that they're going to be put there sooner or later anyways. So that's a little bit of the defense of how we look at things.
We're going to take a break, let you go get some more water up there, and we'll come back in about 2 minutes, and we'll talk. We're going to have about 10 minutes to talk about the rest of the athletics. So we'll be right back. This is Star 99.
Go get them, Tigers. Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Are you ready to buy a house or business in the Mobridge area? If you are, call Harley, Riley, Carol, or Jackie at Bridge City Real Estate. Check out their website at bridgecityonline.com and their Facebook page too. They are your local realtors and they will be happy to help you. Bridge City Real Estate wants to wish all the area athletes and coaches good luck throughout your season.
Daddy, what do you do for a job?
Well, Aurora, I make people feel better. At Hands On Health, we provide physical therapy for individuals suffering from pain or recovering from surgery.
What kind of people?
People recovering from surgery, those who have neck and back pain, and balance issues.
And if you're in pain, come see my dad.
Give us a call to schedule your appointment in Mobridge at 374-5844. That's 374-5844. Or find us on Facebook at Hands On Health Wellness Center.
Call my dad today.
Hey, welcome back. We're at the Pizza Ranch, and we want to formally invite people to come out. If you're interested in Tiger Talk, we are going to get a little sound system set up here. So if you want to come up and see the show live, you're more than invited. The Pizza Ranch has a delicious buffet, and Wednesday night they really spread out a lot of love for you. So, and what a staff, right?
They're the best. They're the best. They do a great job. Unreal.
I want to talk about, and we just have a short time here. I want to talk about the rest of athletics in the fall. I know that there's so much going on, and kids and coaches are going every direction possible. I do want to make the point that if there's going to be a successful athletic program, whether it be football or cross country or volleyball, it takes participation, it takes volunteerism, it takes a lot of different people to help out setting these things up, and it's not a thankless job at all. You feel good after you see the kids' expressions and the look on their faces when they cross a finish line or score a touchdown. So if you're willing to help out and volunteer your time, there are so many places we can put you, or you can put them, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And the school district and the South Dakota High School Activities Association, we really encourage people to get into reffing, to get into volunteerism as far as what can you do for the school? How can you help kids achieve better? And then, you know, getting things as simple as setting up the courts or setting up the football field or taking down the football field, setting up the cross country meet, whatever it might be. Those are all things that if you have the volunteers there to help, it really makes a difference. It's a tremendous thing. And, you know, so far in my relatively short period of time at Mobridge, we have the people. There's no doubt about it. We have people that have volunteered above and beyond. And so we're not looking for, you know, people that have always been doing it, and they've been doing it for a long time. We're looking for new people.
Yeah.
You know, people that say, hey, I do have a little time. We can put some effort and help the coaches, the players, the administrators, present the optimum product that we want. So it's really, it's exciting to see how many people do it already, but we'd like to see more.
Yeah. You know, I don't know a lot about cross country. Imagine that. You know, I wasn't a long distance runner, but I know that there's a lot that goes into it. And from setting up the courses to being at the finish line to helping pick up the courses after, you know, a lot of these are played at golf courses where, you know, people are standing in the clubhouse looking at their watch saying, hey, I want to go play around. Yeah. So it takes a lot there. Golf is another sport that I'm kind of familiar with. There's always need for somebody to marshal, to come out and help out. And all you have to do is contact the school and say, hey, you know, I'd be interested in helping out any way I can. And there's always going to be a place for you.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, volleyball needs, you know, line judges. They need referees. Golf, yes, you can get people out there and help minister the golf tournament. Cross country, gosh, there's so many things to do. Our cross country meet has been rescheduled for September 19th. Gosh, if you want to volunteer and help us, there's a bunch of stuff. For everything from setting up the course to being at the finish line, recording the people that are coming through, you know, getting the computer system going and all those things are very, very time intensive and but very rewarding too. Like yeah. You say, when you do those things and you walk away at the end of the day, there's a big smile on your face and people and the kids really appreciate you.
I know that we're talking about in general, but there's other stuff that's not athletic based, but it's still activities. I know the robotics team has been very good at Mulbridge Pollock High School for a long time. And again, they're gearing up. So when they do a fundraiser, if they need some help, you know, you can volunteer there.
Oh, yeah. Well, robotics, you know, then we have the choir, we have the band, we have we believe are the best choir instructors in the state of South Dakota.
Amen.
It's amazing what they do. Same thing with our band director, Mr. Gonzalez. Uh-huh. We are so fortunate to have him and have our children perform at such a high level.
Yes.
On all those things. We got the oral interpretation, the one act plays, fantastic. Molly does a great job with that. So yeah, we are so fortunate. We are all of our activities. It's just we offer so many great things for our kids, and that's what it's all about. And you know, the more the community supports, the better it gets.
Well, and that's another thing. You don't have to be a volunteer to support. You just need to show up. And the one act play, I know they do a Sunday performance before they leave to perform at regionals, and they always do that at the middle school theater. And so you can show up and show your support for actors. The choir, I've said it for a long time, Lisa Zahn is a genius. We've heard, and I hear the national anthem over and over and over again from different schools, but when it's at Mulbridge Pollock High School, it is the best bar none. She just has a
touch amazing.
With choirs. Yes,
it's amazing.
It is.
Yeah, and you know, the deal with when Mrs. Zahn does what she does, the deal is and unlike yourself and myself, other people take it for granted.
Right, exactly.
And they don't realize how good it really is, how magical it is when those students come up and then sing the Star Spangled Banner. What an honor, what a privilege it is. And then to have a teacher that is that dedicated yes. to her students, amazing.
Yeah. So there are so many opportunities for you to get involved with your community, your high school. And I know that you're not a hard person to reach.
Nope.
You're there.
Yep.
Just call the school.
Call the school,
know?
Yep.
And if you can't reach Mr. Holmstrom, Mr. Frederick's right there too. And I don't want to throw him under the bus, but, you know, right now it's important that as a community we support not only in the stands, but on the field and on the courses and on the courts and help out where we can.
And it's been impressive. You know, we got the golf meet tomorrow.
Yes.
So we're hosting that tomorrow. Anybody can get out there and support. It's a 10 a.m. shotgun start. I asked Coach Hedick if he wants me to go out there and blow off the shotgun. He laughed. But then we have the volleyball tournament Saturday. Starts at 10 a.m. Some of the best volleyball you will see in the state of South Dakota. We are so fortunate. Coach Henderson's a master teacher and master coach, and to see those girls play volleyball is just a joy. We should just pack that place on Saturday, see multiple games, and really see how good the Tigers are in volleyball. It's amazing. We got the cross country team is out there again. Matter of fact, like I said, we're going to have our next home meet will be on September 19th. So be supportive of that. And it's going to be cool. It's going to be downtown. It's going to be started right off downtown. It's going to be right at the Walleye Up.
Wow.
And we're going to change the course. It's going to go right down the river.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
So it's really exciting. I know you know, it's going to be one of those things, because, you know, that's one of the things that Mobridge has. We have a beautiful river,
yeah,
and riverfront, and that park down there is fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
So we've been kind of scouting the route. It's going to be a brand new route and really exciting. And we invite everybody down there. Come in. You know, we believe, you know, that Heidi Olson is one of the best, maybe the best cross country runner in the state of South Dakota.
Amen.
So we want every person from Mobridge should be down there cheering like crazy on the 19th of September. It's going to be at 3:45.
Okay.
So a perfect time. The city's going to block off the streets, you know, and then everybody can walk right down to the river. You can every place from Burger King all the way to the baseball fields. You can kind of walk across and you'll be able to see her lead the Tigers to victory.
Oh, that'll be awesome. I tell you what, it's been exciting. And somebody said to me the other day, didn't Heidi Olson graduate last year? And I'm like, no, she's a junior. She's got two more years and she's going to win a state title. I just know it in my bones.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We feel that way too. And we're proud of her. And we want, this is an opportunity to really, you know, for everybody to see her.
Yeah.
You know, the cool thing about having it on a Monday afternoon is that people can get right off and then and go right down there and see it live. And it's easy to get to.
Yeah.
You know, we can park anywhere along the downtown, or you can park anywhere along, you know, those spots along the river,
yeah,
and just walk down and see her run and see the whole team, of course. Yeah. But it's a really cool thing because cross country, you can be right there.
Yeah.
And one of my daughters was a cross country girl, and I know how special that can be when you get a big crowd.
You bet.
You get everybody down there. So let's try and everybody get down there and support our team on September 19th. It starts, the girls are going to go first at 3:45.
Okay.
So it'd be nice to see you down there too. Heck yeah,
I'm going to be there. Yes.
Interviewing those young cross country stars.
Bet. You bet. Well, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your schedule and coming and joining us here at the Pizza Ranch. It's always a pleasure talking to you. I look forward to Friday night with Redfield, and we'll talk a little bit more about the pregame and that. But as always, it's just a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and go Tigers.
Go Tigers. All right, that does it for our Tiger Talk this night, and we're going to send it back to KOLY for regular programming. Thank you very much. Star 99.
This has been Tiger Talk, brought to you by Hands On Health, Dakota Bank, Grand Central Station, and Bridge City Realty. If you missed a second of the show, go to drgnews.com/star99 for the entire show. Join us next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk at the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge.